our name for him is Woggan.
Woggan.
Woggan. That's it, Woggan. Now, on Indigenous culture, as I've stated before, we name an animal after the sound it makes. Now, the male, when they're breeding, he'll make a sound. He'll puff up his little gibbet, his yellow, I don't know, it's like an adornment of sorts hanging off his neck. He'll puff up his neck and he makes a sound, and it's like a deep woof, like a burp. And so the Kumbumeris, who I affiliate with, who I identify with, they would have heard that noise and they would have gone, oh, it sounds like this. It sounds like Woggan. So that's why we see him up there. We go, oh, he's Woggan. So that's the bush turkey.
Good for eating?
One term I heard was when you cook a bush turkey in a pot, throw away the bush turkey and eat the pot.
I've heard that too. So not the most...
Wouldn't be the most appetizing, though. They'd probably be, like a lot of birds, are very skinny, lots of bones and all feathers. But of course, it's there for the taking, if necessary. But no, given what the Gold Coast used to be, and still is to some degree, there would have been much more readily available food sources. If we could hear the ocean, it's lots of fish. That's why the Kumbumeris, they were called the saltwater people. Love going to the beach, love going to the saltwater, eating all the saltwater foods. But no, definitely Woggan up in the tree, sitting up there looking at everything. Yes, he definitely would have been a food source.
Now, the Woggan, we know, do come down off the trees and they can't fly very well, but they build their big mounds, their big nests. Do they lay eggs, and might the eggs have been a source of food?
Yes, definitely. And it wouldn't have just been the saltwater people. You might get maybe a dingo, definitely a lace monitor. Now, another Indigenous word, we didn't call it a goanna or lace monitor. We didn't call him that. We had our own name for him, and his name was Yagara. Yagara. So that's our name for the goanna or lace monitor, the Yagara. And Yagara, he was a big old lizard, and he'd carry on, and he'd go through all the environment, and he likes to scavenge too. He also likes to hunt. Now, also what he'd do is he might come across one of these turkey mounds, one of these bush turkey mounds, and he'd use his sharp claws and he'd rip it apart and get to the eggs. So they too would have found the eggs a source of food or sustenance, just like the saltwater people would have. Of course, they understand, you can't take all the eggs. You might take a couple. Or better yet, if there wasn't many bush turkeys around, leave them alone. So the next generation through. So a big part of Indigenous culture is looking after the environment and sharing and balancing. So that's why usually when we go after, say, maybe a turtle in the ocean, catch a female, put it back, because that's going to lay eggs for the next generation. So just like today, in a lot of aspects, women are still highly regarded and are viewed as equals and very important.
As we walk around Burleigh Heads National Park, we see stacks and stacks of scrub turkeys. We see more scrub turkeys than anything else, really. Would there have been as many in the Aboriginal day?
To be honest with you, Peter, it's really hard to say. With the coast being colonised by Europeans and with disruption and balance, that happens. And that's okay, that's just the way it is. It's really hard to say whether there would be more or less. Now, we're here in Burleigh Heads National Park here, or as I would call it, Jalurgal. And I also heard from one source that 80% of its wildlife is now officially gone. Now, we can attribute that to primarily feral cats and foxes, which they're obviously not from here, and they are incredibly efficient predators. I suppose bush turkeys in one aspect would survive because they can get up into the tree, and the babies, when they hatch, they can fly within a few hours. So I guess they would be relatively safe, and given people like to feed them too, so I don't know, maybe the numbers are the same. To be honest, I could not tell you.
They do pretty well these days.
They do pretty well wherever you tend to go. Ask anyone with like a rose bush or any vegetable patch, they'll destroy it in a matter of hours.